a mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Let them feel loved and liked and loved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can I appreciate the choir as well? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The psalmist said, that is in Psalm 118, verse 24. He said, this is the day the Lord has made. And then he says, I will rejoice. After knowing the revelation of the day of the Lord, then he said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Such a wonderful, powerful revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I will rejoice. Such a powerful revelation. Eh? He said, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. You know, these things are merely talked about in church. They are even actually quoted in monthly series kind of thing. You see, eh? Pray that day, even you who is not awake, yet in the spirit, you get that quickening, yeah? I remember in 2016, a one man of God, Prophet Elfi, said, you know, as I place my hands upon your belly, your belly, yeah, it is quickened. That which is of God is what? It's quickened. So that actually you may also rejoice quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Ow, Jesus. Be glad. I will rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Jesus. Now that day, when he says the day of the Lord, he's talking about an era. Not era, but era. E-R-A. A day can be a year, can be a season. This is the day that the Lord has made. Imagine you are living in the day of the Lord. Do you know the Lord? Do you know what the Lord is characterized of? Actually, you could actually be rejoicing. In the day of man, who has actually given you a katenike somewhere. So, wow. When you unveil very, very well the day of the Lord and you see it at some point, you'll actually realize that you've been robbing yourself of some gladness and joy somewhere. Because at some point, actually, a lot of people are still living because they do not know this revelation and the power it oozes. All the power it comes with it. Eh? They still live in the day of foreignness, whereby the world dictates whatever they should actually be, you know, experiencing. And so they embrace those things. Or it could also be likely that there is the other tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the fluctuating tree. Today they have it, tomorrow they don't have it. No increase at all. Eh? Must I also say that the day of the Lord comes with increase? Every time you increase, you are glad. Jesus, do you know him? Do you know him? The day you get to know him, then you start rejoicing. Because then you start to live in his day. I can tell you this. A lot of churches do not know him. I'm telling you. No wonder in their churches, they have meetings on how to get loans. Eh? How to get? Now, in the day of the Lord, eh? This day means freedom from all things. You remember when he said, my debt is paid? Your debt is paid? Hallelujah. Whether it's a debt in sickness or monies, and I'm telling you, the day of the Lord, Jesus is characterized of gladness. That's his day. He is characterized of gladness and joy and peace. There's a scripture. He says that wherever he went, people rejoiced. Now those that rejoiced lived in his day. I pray today you start to live in his day. Such that you are not characterized of fluctuation. There you have it, tomorrow you don't have it. Lord, give it to me today. If you give it to me today, no. You already have it, only that you have failed to start living in his day. The day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know him? Jesus. Whom it is said that by his stripes you are healed of brokenness. Healed of broken marriages. Healed of being sucked and, you know, getting lower and, you know, you degraded and, you know. You see, healed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do you know him? When you set out to pray, do you experience him? Do you experience his day of gladness? Or you are still caught up into, give it to me, Lord. Give it to me. Could actually waste a lot of time. Eh? Because you know, when you pray unto that which you don't understand, and that which liveth forever, you actually be caught up in religion. Eh? And religion is that smokescreen of the devil. He hides there. Eh? Religion. Religion actually is the thing that came to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me show it to you. Give me John 8:56. I want you to follow me very, very closely. Yeah? Let me show you. It says, your father. Because you see, they were rejoicing in knowing their father Abraham. But also, they did not know what their father Abraham had actually seen. No wonder the man was rich. Father Abraham, I know. You know, actually, until today even, the church is actually still caught up there. Abraham is wonderful. Actually, when you see him, again, I must repeat these things to you. He doesn't have a bald head. Doesn't have a white beard. The way movies have actually, presented that man. Everything heavenly is young, youthful. Even Jesus doesn't have a channel or beard. And then cut somewhere. Design. In heaven, they don't shave beard. Somehow you are trimmed in a very youthful way. Somehow. You know? Okay, let me leave that for the sake of lady. Thank you, Jesus. So he says, your father Abraham rejoiced. Another version says, at the sight, at the thought of seeing my day. Then what happens? He's He saw the day of being crowned. He was glad. The day of freedom. The day of being appointed, even with lack of papers. He saw the day of grace. I'll show it to you. He saw it. He saw the character of that day. The character of that day is actually Jesus. You are still caught up into, an eye for an eye, what? This, but man, Father Abraham saw this day, the day of grace, the day of great increase. The day being pardoned. We are actually, everyone is looking at you with a bad eye. He deserves to be dead. No. Your father didn't see this. He's so glad. He saw Jesus. When you look at him, you can actually look at him. Just not some of us. Every child of God required to do this. When you look at him, actually, when he says that, he saw, at the thought of seeing my day, it simply tells you that you have to see him. Imagine, again, you are going to get married. But now, you can't see the bride. You've never seen the bride. Or the groom. That's why they unveil. Hey. Yeah. Remember how Jacob was tricked? Was it Jacob? After after you've actually unveiled this person, then you rejoice. Because now you can see the beauty, the wonder, you even actually have wonderful imaginations, family, what, children, and all those things. A lot of children of God in this day, Jesus has never been unveiled to them. No wonder, they are entrapped into, Lord, they even remind him, but you said this is your day, what? But I'm here, but you can't see me. I am oozing gladness and joy, but you can't see me. Peace and what? Scripture says that wherever he went, people rejoiced. People were healed. apart from the religious fellow who was actually looking at him with, you know, with an eye of competition, eh? This guy has actually come to steal away our people. People are becoming less and less in the temple. They are there in the streets rejoicing. They are, see? Thank you, Jesus. At the sight, they say, and glad when you see. So your prayer life does actually have to change. Prayer life. Let me tell you, I've repeated this over and over again. When you set out to come with the spirit of being delightful, I'm telling you, otherwise you'll actually be entrapped and, you know, trapped somewhere, and actually you actually worship a golden calf, and actually you don't know it. That thing that can't actually ooze any result. You understand? Eh? Don't set out to say, now today I'm going to whatever. You know, some of you have been deceived a lot by religion. You know, they're about to end the 40-day fast somewhere. Is it bad to pray and fast? No. But you see, if it is not done in gladness and joy, it's a lie. Now you see now, to so many, the approach is, after 40 days, the devil is going to see me in, you know, among these 40 days. And then on the 40th day, nothing is happening. Week after week, they are still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Eh? It means that whatever they looked at, they never understood. But also, they never saw this. It is actually caged and clogged up in religion. Packaged. You see, when man fell, whatever was actually, you know, presented to him as a whole package, yeah, from the devil, the deceiver, the devourer, it was actually religion. The closest man would actually get to God, it was actually packaged. Because the devil knew that the moment he gives you the real thing, of course, you know, the devil can't actually give you the real deal. Eh? He works in deception. So actually you get entrapped there. Gives you religion. Packaged. Yeah? Yeah? In theology, they even said about J.F. Kennedy. Man. None of you have done. No. I'm joking. Tap it out. Tap it out. Whatever you are, put up your hand. You see? They quote to do what? They quote guys. He's here, actually. He will tell you stories. You see? They are quoting men. Some of them actually are in hell. Eh? So the closest, because the devil knew that the moment you are one with him, gladness and joy and increase and multiplication, he knows that. He knew. He will fight tooth and nail to make sure that actually you do not actually see that. He can also bring you fake friends around who look like, but actually they are not. You have to discern. If you are not the discerning person, ask the Lord. He will actually unveil certain things. Through visions, you know, dreams and all that. See it? He will. Then he says, and he rejoiced. When it comes to this day of crowning, what do you see? What do you see? What do you think of? You're the kind that is actually thinking, I'm getting old, but I'm old enough to be married. He knows. He knows. At some point, you wait. You wait for a moment. Things will actually happen. Hallelujah. Now today, when having understood this clearly, if you have, get up into who he is. Because you see, he's there means you're there as well. You're there. Because you are in him. He's not living that day alone. Actually, he came for you. Even your believing, non-believing relative around there somewhere. Yeah? He came actually for mankind. Imagine an entire world rejoicing. Kenya in particular. No wars, no what, no ridiculing, no... I'm telling you. You see, actually, that's why we are here. To see everyone happy. Personally, I don't like chaos. I don't like chaos. Personally. If you are the chaotic one, some of you have actually tested. Hey. See what they wrote. Don't shoot me. Chapter closed. Again, the Lord knew. I told someone that the reason why some of us prophesy the way we do. Okay. Do you know why we prophesy? The way we do. I am not the kind that that you met before. The guy looked at you like this and said, stop sleeping around. Only reason why the man is not coming is because of what you did in 2012. Stop those things. Because that is not the day of the Lord. Can you imagine? We are in his day. Then you're still taking back us into the day of the devil? 2012? How things hammered you. Or how you are hammered. Or how you also hammered other people. You see, whoever tells you that nonsense, shut them out. Cut off that channel. Say, no. Next, see, prophesy because of one thing. Listen to me. Out there, there is also what we call a religious fellow, who will convince himself or herself into knowing him, but actually they don't know him. Why we prophesy is because we do not search things, lofty things of God from on high to land into the hands of selfish men. Like how it was in the day of Jonah. For him, actually, he just wanted to see calamity. Actually, scripture says, the Spirit of God says that he went and sat somewhere. At the hill overlooking the city. About to go down. Then we are wondering, why did you tell us? The king was very wise. He said, everything we are going actually to do what? To repent in dust and ashes. Can you imagine? Even their animals. Fasted for 3 days. Imagine no animal died. You fast for 6 hours. KFC where? But you know KFC is not healthy. I don't know whether you cut that one because they might actually think that you're what? You're what? We are demarketing them. No, you will know. You see, Hallelujah. And then joy and gladness came in that city. Was it Nineveh? Then the other selfish fellow is still looking. Why is it not happening? Like actually some fellows have actually prayed and fasted, so that actually our prophecies do not come to pass. Woe unto them. Because actually they've actually started coming. And more shall actually unfold. Imagine such a prophecy of the old tanker landing in the heart of a selfish man. Do you think actually there will be gladness and rejoicing? No! Imagine we are preserving people actually who even do not know us. No casual. Until a missile is hit on a tanker of gas and oil, and no casualties. What do you think of that thing? You see that? In a nutshell, that's why we prophesy the way we preserve. Because I know what this term means. Grace uplifted and fear buried somewhere. You see that? Every time I look into people's lives, especially you who is here, especially when you decide to get involved in the things that the Lord is actually doing here, this place, and among us, in as far as we are concerned, when I look at someone, I'm like, I get bothered. Why are they still in the same place, Lord? I am not the kind of, come and pray. No. Again, I'm not the kind who will actually start asking you, did you do this? No. For some reason, the way the Lord actually has made me, prophetically speaking, see, the way the Lord has actually made me, listen to this. For some reason, I start to see the path of this, onto that person. And actually how that person can actually align and realign themselves onto the will of God. The will of God is actually to bring life, to multiply life, increase life. That's the will of God. And what is your purpose? Your purpose is actually to love him. What is the will of God? To see you glad and rejoicing. That is why he came. I'll show it to you. That is who he is. Imagine you wake up today and then you go to your family. You see it? And then people start to see power of gladness. Joy has come. you understand this? Not seeing as a calamity. Calamity has just passed. Calamity has gone to use the wash. You see, when you understand this, but also to intensify the consciousness of Jesus, you'll actually start feeling him, start seeing him. I'm telling you. Have you been there actually? Some of you. Actually, the Lord actually comes, tease you around. And they say, something has passed here. But also at some point also the other way around. There's also that flip of the coin. Let me tell you, even if you are spiritually dumb, when a certain devil passes by, you actually know. Now to some of us actually, even smell the guy. What? I'm telling you, in that moment, he never actually, even if I was actually taking, you know, a cappuccino, I'll go somewhere. If actually someone I know is actually involved, yeah? Normally I have those things by images, at some point actually sessions and all that, you know. You yourself, you cannot have them. Eh? You only need to intensify them. Yeah? Thank you. Hallelujah. You are living in his day. So you get involved. You become one with that day. The day means Jesus. That day. You arrive even at your workplace. Eh? Like, man, we've been actually waiting for you. Eh? For some reason, things can't move until you actually arrive. Eh? No, we are waiting for Star. Until you arrive, they are seated. When you arrive, they stand up. Because they've actually seen joy. No wonder people followed him. Eh? Wherever he went, eh? Even to the apostles, eh? Wherever they went, but also to the non-believing, but also to the devil. You remember? It is actually said of Paul, eh? That actually before he entered that city, they actually rejected him. Oh, go out! Don't come! Yeah? The Lord is also revealing to me something. Yeah? You that actually wanted that relationship so badly to work out, and it is of God, it is working out. Just, you know, to think about you and, man, I thought about you and I was glad. I don't know why, but I was, just know, a day of gladness, eh? I see some people rejoicing, eh? You know? Eh? Some of you have got lost. But those of you who are in the spirit, you know it. Give me Luke. Luke 4, 18. Let me show it to you here. It says, the spirit of the Lord is on me. I want you to connect it from where. Babu. Because. If you want to include the other accent, Carl. Yes, what? You don't have time for because. And because of C-U-Z, no, don't copy those things. Just speak the language of the Spirit. It is okay to speak in your mother tongue, certain things. In the Spirit, though, so it says, he has anointed me. You see? He read his memo. He saw. Is it? Imagine reading your memo, eh? Yeah? And you see, next month, I'll be employed. And earning big. Or even being transferred into something wonderful, eh? Imagine that. You've actually read your memo, eh? And then on the inside of you, it is cut. Of you already. Now the Spirit of God comes and actually and settles on you. The anointing of the Lord comes upon you. And then people look at you. Nothing is matching up. Eh? They look at you. Say, but now I'm talking medical here. Medical. You see? Yeah? I hope someone actually in that area will actually come here and testify. But also when you come here, you see, someone actually told me that, you know, our people do not know yet to testify. Yeah? They come and then they're just narrating a story. Can you imagine? Not jealous. Nail the thing on the head. Know where it came from and how it was actually orchestrated. Then give glory to where it's due. You see it? Thank you. Then he says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news. Can you imagine? Good news. Gladness. Joy. Peace. Thank you, Jesus. See this. Now that is his day. He knew what his day would entail. Would experience and be characterized of. He knew that. What is your first day in office, the new office, going to be characterized of? Calamity? Because I've actually already prophesied to you about jobs. I don't know whether you are alert. Understand this laboring in the spirit. So that actually you are awake. So that actually it's this that is really happening here. He sets you above the ordinary. Understand that. God an awakening. To preach good news. Then categories start. According to him in his day, he did not want to see any poor person. Or even any traces. Actually, it would be a miracle. If all of us are poor, after today, okay, in this day, remember when he wept? You remember? Why do you think he wept? You see, yeah, we see only one time. In the Bible, Jesus weeping. Jesus weeping. The word weeping appears twice in the Bible. You see where now the devil has taken us. And you see them diagnosing. They don't actually understand the spirit behind them. So, good news to the poor also doesn't mean that you've actually received Christ. And somehow you are wallowing and walking in your poverty. Yeah, for as long as God knows me. No! Any trace of poverty. That one he came and said, no. I've come actually to deal with it. And every time you come like that, fellows that actually are still entrapped in the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that is actually now the fluctuating one. They'll say, no. Somehow money gets lost. Yeah, when the Lord wills, the Lord willed a long time ago that actually you become rich. Good news to the poor. Doesn't mean that somehow you have Christ in your heart. You know what it means to have Christ in your heart? To have Christ in your heart. I mean, in your heart means that you are enriched. Let me show it to you. 1 Corinthians 9:11, I believe so. We shall come back. 1 Corinthians says, is this 2 Corinthians? Okay, let us see. If we have sown, so you see this? See, it says, you will be rich. This is actually a person who knows Christ. In every way. So that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity, through us. Do you realize that he didn't say through Christ? Trying to be humble. No. It is through us. The people that have actually sown a seed of gladness and joy. The day of the Lord will result in thanksgiving to God. Can you imagine this? Talk about being, you know, bailing out people. How much? In every way. The Lord actually wants you to be like that. Because that's his day. The day of gladness. The day of joy. You guys understand it? This section, are we understanding these things? This section, are we understanding these things? That section. That section. We have so many sections. So the thing of, somehow you have to work hard, whatever. No, sweat. Don't put logics around it. The logic of the fluctuating tree. He says, on every occasion, meaning wherever you go, he has come, she has come. I'm telling you, this is what it means to live in the day of the Lord. This is what it means when he says, I was glad when I saw. Can you imagine the guy seeing the day of the Lord? Abraham, he's already rich as well. The Spirit of God actually talks of him as a very, very, very wealthy man. Actually, somewhere, he's actually chased out of Egypt because actually, somehow, they got what? They feared that, if he grows rich in our country here, we'll actually take our wife. Can you imagine the fears? Okay, let's not go deep there. He was rich in cattle, in all these things, even servants. You see, then they said, you go away. They saw the man. But now, Abraham also sees the day of the Lord and says, but the other increase is better than mine. Then what happens? He rejoiced. Because actually, if it was not bringing any increase, more increase, then you would have, I have all these things. Why should I be what? Happy. Or even happier. But he said, is so. But also to understand this language, stop reading your Bible in a synchronized way. From Hebrews, past Timothy. You'll actually miss out on many things. So where are you now? Almost finishing 2 Timothy there. So what is the person of Timothy? Follower and the son to Paul. Ends there. When it comes to Jesus, they know him as that. He came and died there. Died for all of us. Okay, what did he die of and for? Okay, what did he die for? You don't keep. He says that became on every occasion. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're becoming generous. You're being generous until now they tell you. You know, somewhere my immediate neighbor told me, I know you're going to give. Okay? So they are watching. you tip someone? With all your needs and your physique, what can 50 bob? You tell your neighbor. Is it? You say, I'm actually, do you understand how I'm actually jump-starting you, eh? Nee. See it? That is actually not what it means to be enriched on every occasion. Eh? Because now 50 bob, you're not enriching that person. Eh? You are simply sympathizing with that. Stop giving in sympathy. I told you last time that generosity can as well be imparted on you. Eh? There is a lot of there's a lot that our forefathers planted in us, which are not, which is really, really not yielding into being enriched. Actually, when you look at it in the depth of it, it's actually poverty there, poverty there, be stingy, keep whatever. To be enriched, you give out and you still remain with much. Apparently, that means living in abundance. A certain fellow actually left. He was with us. I said, there's no abandon. Actually, this is the child of God. Eh? His name starts with no abandon. Because actually, they are used to a certain life. And that life has dictated to how they should actually live. They've actually embraced that thing. This is the life. That's not the life. You give out $3,000, you are still enriched. You are still growing. You are not actually giving it out and say, if poverty hits me, I'll blame you. Is it a bad? Is it? Then he says, no, take me back to Luke. The Spirit of God is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Then he says, he has sent me to proclaim freedom. Now we are clearing debt, whichever debt it is. Thank you, Jesus. There's an anointing for that. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. A fresh anointing for that. Receive it with gladness. Receive it with gladness. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. I cancel debt in the name of Jesus. It's the day of freedom. Thank you, Jesus. I think. From mystic. Because actually, the opposite of freedom is bondage. Can actually be captured. I also believe in that condition. You want me to increase eating protein? Man, you're not going to be a specimen for those things. What else do they tell you to eat? No, when you are enriched, yeah, there is a balanced diet. You are not struggling to eat balanced diet food. Someone told me, how do beans bring? I thought it was. Yeah, you are not. You understand what's going on. Whatever the Lord tells me to eat in that time, man, I'm craving for it. Don't tell me You see, eh? I wrote Salmon, so you know Salmon. Let's not go there. So, this sent me to proclaim freedom. Recovery of your money. Okay. Of sight for the blind. Eh? To release the oppressed. Whichever way you are oppressed. Hallelujah. Whichever way you are oppressed. This is a fresh anointing here for everything. Eh? Go down. Go down and see. To proclaim the year of the Lord's. The year of the Lord's crowning. Interpret it like that. Good news. You know what they did? Go down. Because he knew that actually his entire life was all about that. Can you imagine? That's why I'm here. I live in his day. You are not going to tell me those things of sermonettes. Yeah? What else? You have to be confirmed. Confirmed. I said those things. Eh? Actually, I never told you certain stories. You know, I was a Catholic there. Some. So, the church there, where, you know, in we shall go deep down. Yeah? So, went somewhere to that church. Yeah? Me, as actually, I was studying. But. Now, guys, are pretending. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good sign. Eh? At least you are living in the day of the Lord. It's a good sign. Even actually, it's okay to put up your hand and say, "Prophet, don't remind me." Like Mr. Peter is about a prophet. Is it okay? We roll up and go. Man, would see every year this priest would actually drink and eat certain whitish things. I got very, very clear about that. I didn't know that actually it was the same spirit, yeah, rolling down into my other siblings, eh? Relatives. Whom they were also interested in knowing how that thing tasted and how that thing was what. We went behind. It was an old church. All of it is. Well, there were not many. The story, because of course they got to know who powered the things. We were given some there back at home. Eh? And I remember this guy was so furious, my aunt. Yeah? Kenda squirreling and all that. With hang and all that. Eh? You see? Eh? But we ate the thing. Confirmation. Cut. Jesus looked into all those things and said, man. Okay. My life for you stops. You see, eh? Don't bother yourself with other things. Eh? I'm telling you. You see, we started those things thinking that actually they will actually increase on our knowledge of God. Eh? No. The knowledge of God, to start with, the knowledge of God, for starters, you should be living in his day. What does his day mean? What does his day entail? What can his day bring unto me? Then you start actually contemplating on those things, meditating upon those things, And then boom, you enter there. Okay, at least we are not the first ones. Eh? I didn't know that actually later on, actually, it would be a revelation. Eh? David also stole. Some of you have actually interacted with these things. Eh? Stole food from that thing. Eh? You see, eh? Now in the day of Jesus, you see, but eating ugali. Some people are fasting. Eh? Corn ugali. Eh? You see, eh? You know why the revelation there is that I cannot pardon myself of certain things. Eh? Until Jesus said, who of you fasts when the bride and groom are here? You see, eh? When the groom is here, then they all kept quiet. They knew you had actually hit them hard. Because actually you can be doing catechism and confirmation things, yet actually the day is here, and actually it rolled down already for you. Keeping cultures and traditions. You see, please don't do those things in the day of the Lord. See, then he rolled up the scroll, which is really now the Bible. Gave it back to the attendant, who was actually so much used to benedictions and what? Someone else. But also somewhere actually, Oh, this is actually a section that left. I think that church is not. Well, actually, we went there at Cario. Remember that lady? Yeah? Yeah? Was she the caretaker or something? Is it? Sometimes I wonder if you guys. Yeah. I just knew, yeah, that the spirit of religion here has been hammered. Yeah? 2018, down here at Clarion. Eh? You see? Eh? Until even actually some people around, eh? They say, ah! Man, let me not say these things because you're already here. But Yvonne will tell you things. The way things actually are happening to us, eh, is by the grace. Eh? And so how they're happening with us as a ministry, yeah, as a fellowship, yeah, I want also those things also to happen to you. Eh? The same way, same spirit flowing down. Then he says, the eyes of religious fellow in a sinner have fasted him. You know what they were waiting for? Eh? Yeah? Rise up. Open page 9, which apparently section, you know, the pages are not there. The other section, they are looking. Put on glasses. Looking. Man. Man, there's drama in church. Man, I hate religion, eh? With all my heart. I'm telling you. You see, eh? You remember when Jesus said that? You search through scriptures, eh? You know, they didn't know, they hadn't yet known that actually that day had come already. Eh? They were looking for the day of gladness. But actually, gladness was standing before them. Imagine. You see, you search through, you give it to us, we shall come back to this. You search through scriptures. You see, you diligently study, zealously, eh? Study these scriptures, eh? Even go to theology. Eh? You remember, you see now here, they're actually going to contend. Eh? Remember when the Spirit of God said that the Spirit of God shall teach you. Even when you peruse, actually we're going through those scriptures, I love reading, eh? You'll actually see the Spirit of God upon every word, each word. You see? Then actually, as you read, internalize and receiving that impartation, you actually be jump started. Eh? Don't just read them. Eh? Bible study. And then you come back the following Wednesday. Where did we stop? What did you learn from that text? That text? What did you learn? Clap hands for Sarah. Ooh, wow. We learned that we should not lie. We also not give bribes to the policemen. Check deep in their lives, eh? Those fellows. Let's not go there. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. Did actually eternal life came and unveiled itself. Eternal life, according to Jesus, is the day of gladness, which goes on and on. But also, if you want to be caught up in religion, you can as well go on and on and on and on, suffering and suffering. Hallelujah. Because also, you can actually make that eternal as well. He says, these are the scriptures that testify about me. I'll show it. Actually, Isaiah also said it at some point about the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now take me back where we stopped. I said, and he began saying to them, today, the word today comes again. This is the day. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Don't actually say tomorrow. Today. Today can also mean your tomorrow, your next month, this entire year. You understand? Eh? Today capture this. Eh? May your heart start healing. Make certain things start brewing on the inside of you. With gladness. With gladness. With gladness, with joy. You wake up and you know that this job was brought to me by the Lord. Yeah? You don't say, it's another day also to toil. You're not toiling. You're not hustling. Yeah? Yeah, next hustle. Side hustle. Stop those things. Eh? That language doesn't actually exist in the day of the Lord. Eh? No wonder you are toiling and toiling. You wake up at what? At 4 a.m.? Let me just rejuvenate some certain people. Eh? Yeah? You wake up at 4 a.m. Some of you prepare the kids. Yeah? And some still go back to sleep because sleep is what? Still hammering there. Yeah? Then you go to work. At 10, you come back. 10 p.m. With none. See? Your heart is still. You can't see. Because you see, remember where I started from? The job that the Lord brought. You understand? Eh? By the way, when you cry, you are not alone. Eh? A time comes and you know that actually, when you weep, he's also weeping at the same time. Eh? That oneness has to be. The day of the Lord is not yet there alone. Eh? You are with him. Jesus didn't die alone on the cross. Eh? He died with you. He took you with him. Eh? You died together, rode down together. What? You came back. You came out in victory. That's the day of the Lord. And he began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Eh? Then, all spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious word this. The day of not ill talk that came from his lips. Imagine. Meanwhile, people are observing. They are seeing. See, isn't Joseph's son? They ask. Jesus said to them, surely, you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. Do you here in your hometown? I wonder actually where it says that, you know, they picked up stones. Eh? After saying that, when you come like that, the religious mind wants you also, balance it up with fear and instead of gladness. Eh? Wonder we find these things also in churches where you go to get married. Eh? Yeah? Saying to get married. Eh? Yeah? You want to marry? Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. We cooken it up. Eh? Just touch your home. Thank you. Jesus, I don't know whether it happened already, but I. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God is anointing right now. Yes. Shall pick that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, when that day of gladness comes, you know, we find these things in also in churches when people actually are being canceled. So, when you're entering marriage, they are, I'll actually say, bring me the scroll. Eh? Those things don't. You see, eh? Enter in it with gladness. You will actually, let me tell you, gladness also means love. Eh? You remember where I says that you know, perfect love covers the multitude of what? And wrongs. Eh? I'm telling you, somehow, you actually start experiencing love. But I'm telling you, will there be wrongs here and there? Yes. But now, actually, you actually find yourself, because actually, you don't have the thing of, told you. Every marriage, whatever. I'm telling you. Maybe let's leave that. In sickness and what? In the day of Jesus. Isaiah says, no more death. He said it. The Spirit of God. So you cannot enter marriage with a nowadays, cancer is. Hey. You see, signs run to the court, buy up wealth and what? They're still there. Question. Who is going, you know, who is God going to rely on? Bring that. God wants to die. Yes. I don't know what. I do know what the Lord wants to rely on. Veronica. And Patricia Madonna. The side. Do you know how much the Lord wants to rely on you? JP. Now I'm mentioning names that I know. When you cover yourself with that blanket, then, according to him, knows that this one must bring what? Never despise yourself. Wonder he says that. He lives peace and joy. Yes. Now when he looks at you, he looks at peace multiplied. Joy multiplied. Those are not my words. Give it to us to awaken certain people. Shall do much more. Have you got it? Most assured. I love this language. It doesn't say assured, you know. Oh, I assure you. I say, he gives me the works that I do. He will do also and greater works than these. He will do because I go to my Father. Can you imagine the fact that there is the Father? For you and I. Hallelujah. Greater works. No. I think they are the ended on great. Greater than that. So he planted. So he expects you to actually certain. At least on the 12th of January, I did a certain job. By preserving some fellows. So that actually the world is at peace. The devil tries to strike Boa. No, we don't want that. And we stand there in the spirit. No, we don't want that. Meanwhile, you will never understand that magic. The Lord has actually intercepted Father. Don't opt for most. Actually, when you meaning actually you are not aware of certain things. Don't carry it as a burden, not as a blessing. For the Lord actually to rely on you, cover him. It's a great blessing. It's called service unto the Lord. See it? Isaiah, give me Isaiah. Isaiah 61. Let me show you. Isaiah 61. Says, see this? Typically, Jesus, when he read his memo, wherever he was, so now this. Yeah? Now my life. You see? And this life, actually, you just choose and decide. Deliberately that now this I've crossed over now. Talking about crossing over. Crossovers. 31st. Today, you can actually decide to cross over. Into the day of gladness and joy. And you live by that consciousness. You don't actually be tired. Imagine each day you wake up and speak gladness. Good news. Joy to others. It doesn't start like that. I'm going to show it to you here. Was Jesus there physically when Isaiah was actually speaking these things? And this actually came as a vision to Isaiah, prophet. You understand? That? And as I will tell you that Isaiah was with him in that. Remember Job, Party after party. You know, some of you don't know it. Okay, before we go here, you give it to us. Job and his what? His children. imagine that day. But also he was aware of what the Lord actually would want to his family. See it? See it? Huh? Yeah, God has actually created us power. Ah! Until today on Friday, Lord does. And his sons would go and feast in their houses. Not rented house. Why don't go there? You know the Lord wants to rely on in as far as real estate. You know how much. Because actually, be honest here. But I don't like some houses. Stingy small places. More is better. More is better. When you construct more, you collect more. More build is something which is presented unto the Lord. You know the picture the Lord has cast. Not yet. Praise forever. God has that business of what will I use the 15 for? Maybe he wants you to house them. Some people. Feed them. That section, someone this, not the other one, but it's the other one. But you have actually made a lot of calculation about it. Right? We need to work because there is a place where the Lord wants you to be, but not more that you need, but also you let it be. Yeah. I see it a lot. In the end. Eh? Or it's a whole row of real estate. Then he says, and his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day. So next, don't do it. Okay. Let us darten the mesa, eh? But of course, with good things. Not the other things that will actually mess you up. And then you lose vision of your home. I don't know how true it is, but I'm told that some guy actually, instead of slaughtering a goat, slaughtered a what? It's a dog, a cat. Only to wake up the following day and cat is not. But the goat is there, eh? The priest has drunk and what? And lost vision. How the goat looks like, God. You see? And would send and invite these three sisters to eat and drink with them. An appointment next Saturday. Okay, if you had it, cancel it. Because we are going to Judy. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Eating and drinking, feasting, the day of the Lord. You guys understand it. The day of the Lord means feasting. That's why the groom had to earn. Because the bride was there, eh? And actually you are aware, you are aware that actually you are the bride, right? Now, the groom came. He said, let the party begin. What is stopping us? You see, let's party. Party after party, party after party. it was when the days of feasting had run their course. Okay, the rest knows for you. You see? Because now the day of feasting cannot run its course. We are continuing and continuing. Increase and increase and increase. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, and anointed me to preach good news, good tidings to the poor. Yes, me to him liberty and the open of the prison. This unlocking, I do it every Friday here, and also almost every day of the week. Continually unlocking. All I need from us is that from you is that may you actually you can unlock and the door is widely open, eh? But actually because of fear, in my uncle right there, he entered there and then he was hammered. Me to there with my head, like my life and my family, yeah, my life. The two is actually open. The day that the Lord, that's why the cut. That's why the curtain. Not renting the house. It was cut. Torn. And not just thrown. But because actually, the bride was taking long to enter. Say, okay, let me enter now. You see? Quickly, that's actually why there should be a quickening. Yeah? You understand? Eh? Now it was about an hour. And there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. You know what that means? No, no. That had locked up and had actually blinded, had actually made you look uncertain. You look into your future and you get scared. Dark. It's all dark and uncertain. These things are not written, they are redundant. Understand. He looked and said, hey, my day, there should not be any blindness. There should be light. And you are the carrier of that light. You remember that day? He said, and you are the light of God. Imagine he's actually sharing it with you and I. Yeah? Because at some point he said, I am the light of the world. Then later on he said, you see how he wants to rely on you? You are that light. Never forget it. See? But have you actually understood it? You know what darkness meant? Eh? Things that make you uncertain. You look into your future and it's dark. Can't think. Some people, no wonder they actually tied to. That done. Right? And when what has just happened? The spirit of sight has just been crushed. Sometimes I see demons fleeing at some point. Eh? Okay. But just a word of the Lord that carries the spirit of God. Because they fear light. And they know when actually someone has actually said it genuinely. Put down. Then he says, then duck. Meaning, and gladness and joy. Enter and experience those things. Because you see, what was actually covered there? See, eh? The covenant book, which meant God. But actually now, this is now the year of the Lord. You see, eh? Boop. By the way, let me also remind you, that day, that and manifestation, it cannot just happen like that. Must have rushed. Because it actually may be a bond. There was a bond. There was an imprisonment. Jesus comes at the end of the day to crush it down so that actually there are no excuses. Actually, what's happening now? Exactly. Also, how to enter there? Hey, you don't match. One thing match up logically. Type 15. I don't pass there. Is that this much? It depends on. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in. Go down. He says, and when Jesus, now tearing it out, yeah? Hammering it down. You understand? Eh? Having said, now that is according to the earth realm. See? He didn't end there. Jesus, you left me alone. Went down there. Walk out to them. That you might be rich and enrich that on every occasion. Okay, what about you? Why are you poor? You see, 10 kids don't they? See. See, hallelujah. Three things that happened. There was also an earthquake. Tell me where the earthquake. I'll show it to you. Be alert on this one. Three significant things that happened that, you know, within that time. Now behold, the earthquake, we're talking about now the cross. Okay, scriptures. Shake. Use an earthquake, not a vibrate or some breaking kind of. No. Earthquake. It's here, right? You know where the earthquake is. There was an earthquake, darkness, and then curtain. As earthquake meant that anything could come to take at any level. Beat up. Beat. Yeah? Beat marriage. Beat like a sibling. Somehow they want to sell the land without telling. Some only to see them in Hawaii. Feasting the day of the Lord. Last I knew. So he says. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn into from top, meaning from top, from the top, you know, from the very top, up down. So that actually, you know, you have free access now. This place, and the earthquake, and the rocks were split. It can actually be like that, as if actually you feel top. You feel big. You feel shaken. This is like where we say that he saw also the dying mother giving. He saw it. Don't stand abandoned and rejected. He saw these things that would actually shake you up. Rocks. Split. Going to the depth of it. And the graves were opened. So everything came a living thing. Came. Right now, I open and split up all graves. Anything that would actually want to swallow you up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Everything gets torn and split. Hallelujah. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep, we are raised. We are raising you right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that was dead, hallelujah. No more death. That chorus. The song is what done.
We are such a nation, mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose, to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.